What's better? Here are some better quotes. It is better to keep your mouth closed and let people think you are a fool than to open it and to remove all doubt. Mark Twain, also ascribed to Abraham Lincoln. It is better to lead from behind and to put others in front. Nelson Mandela. It is better to know nothing than to know what ain't so. Josh Billings, comedian from the 19th century. It is better to light a candle than to curse the darkness. A Chinese proverb. It is better to give than to receive. Acts 20:35. Don't gain the world and lose your soul. Wisdom is better than silver or gold. Bob Marley. It is better to be hated for what you are than to be loved for what you are not. Andre Gide and Autumn Leaves. It is better to have loved and lost than to never have loved before. Alfred Lloyd Tennyson. To do better is better than to be perfect. Toba Beta, an Indonesian writer. It is better to know how to learn than to know. Dr. Seuss. It is better to know some of the questions than all of the answers. James Thurber. It is better to try and fail than fail to try. William O'Brien. It is better to do right than to believe right. No controversy there, right? It is better to ask questions than to know answers. Similar to James Thurber, right? It is better to wonder than to know. Good journalism can make the world a better place. Christiane Amanpour, Peabody Award-winning journalist. And it is better to learn history than to repeat it. Paraphrased by me from philosopher George Santayana's quote about those who ignore history being doomed to repeat it. I saw a quote recently. One thing we can learn from history is that we don't learn from history. In today's Bible reading from Psalm 84, here's a better quote. Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Psalm 84:10. It is a beautiful statement from a psalm that oozes praise to God. Better be home with you, God, in person, in church, watching online, anywhere. Think for a moment. If you were going to start making a list, what better items would you put on it? Better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. Oozing praise to God. Just listen to these statements. How lovely is your dwelling place. My soul yearns, even faints, for the courts of the Lord. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, who have set their hearts on pilgrimage. Blessed, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in you. Beautiful. But before we let the moment pass, let me offer a screeching dissent. I think that this psalm is filled with either wishful thinking or inauthentic praise. Let me say it again. I think that this psalm is filled with either wishful thinking or inauthentic praise. Folks may say these words and sing songs and sound just like it, but compared to the way we live, they seem empty. There are far too many Jesus is my boyfriend songs and not nearly enough authentic this is how I feel songs. I think if we were to write a similar psalm that described the way we really feel, it would go more like this. Meeting in the building is comforting and also a little unnerving during this pandemic, God. Meeting outside is strange too. I'm crying for there to be some kind of way forward where all are safe from the coronavirus. Why are you letting all this happen? There are lots of people who are homeless in the world. God, what's up with that? The people who are lucky enough to be sheltered by you really like you, but what about the ones who have no shelter? Do you hate them? Those people who feel that they have what they need and are safe, are they really doing something right? Or is that they're keeping too much of their stuff? Why do things just get better and better for the ones who have? Are you listening, God? I hope so. You better be. Please hear the cries of all the people, God. It'd be better to have a place to live than to be homeless. I'd rather have a job, any job right now. God, you're the one who shines and blesses. So why do you hold back from the people who really need it? Why do you still let people who try to cling to power claim that you only love one country while saying the rest are dung heaps? It's hard to trust you, God. And what are we to do? Are we going to wait for God to swoop in and fix everything? Are we going to yell and scream and complain when it doesn't happen? Or can we let the words of the psalm and even the contrary psalm inspire us to walk forward on our faith journey? We can do things that make a difference in people's lives. Be advocates for the end of homelessness. Be advocates for the end of hunger. Be advocates for people to get the COVID vaccine. Be active in organizations that help the marginalized and the exploited. Share the story of your faith journey with others. About our covenant to be an open and affirming faith community. Live out our faith in the community. Wear a mask when you're inside. Be a caring community of Christ. Be a people of prayer and action. Be a beacon of hope, justice, and peace. And when experience areas of disagreement over issues, healthcare, sexuality, abortion, immigration, war, elections, coronavirus, refuse to engage in name-calling or lies or tactics meant to demonize a person with a different opinion. Acknowledge that people of deep faith have and still do disagree on many things. Instead, take the time to listen and learn. Lift up safety, attention, care, and love above "it has to be my way" thinking. And above all, follow the two rules in every thought, action, and response. Love God. Love everyone. Follow the last commandment Jesus gave to the disciples. Above all, love one another. And remember, it is better to be a community of love, one where everyone can experience safety, attention, and care. Home. Amen.